Bwana asifiwe. Okay, we thank God kwa sababu ya kila moja wetu ambao wameketi hapa siku ya leo. Ni siku ya furaha kuu kwa maana tulipoachana tuliwachana tu bila kwaheri, kwa sababu hatukuwa tunajua ya kwamba inchi yetu kusanyiko ya makanisa itafungwa. Lakini siku ya leo ni siku ambao ni ya furaha kwetu, maana Bwana amelinda kila moja wetu, ametuhifadhi ndani yake, na ikawa wakati tunaweza kutana siku ingine kama vile tulivyo, ni jambo nzuri na ni jambo ya muhimu kwetu kumshukuru Bwana kwaro. Ningetaka kukaribisha wale ambao ni wageni. Naona tuko na mgeni mmoja, tuko na pengine mgeni sio mgeni sana, lakini katika yote kila mmoja ajisikie akiwa miguuni mwa Bwana Yesu Kristo, ambapo tutalishwa, tutanyweshwa maji ambao ni ya uzima wa milele. Tulipokuwa tukiachana mara ya mwisho ambao tulikuwa hapa, tulikuwa tunaendelea na msururu wa masomo ambao tulikuwa tuna title Obstacles to the Breakout. Na ningetaka tujikumbushe theme yetu ya mwaka huu. Ni nani atanikumbusha? God Army Advancing. Last year tulikuwa na theme ambao na mwelekezo wa God Army Rising, na wakati God Army was rising, tukawa na wakati mwingine wa kuona hatutakuwa tu na God's Army ambao imeamuka na inakaa hapo bila kuendelea. So we have entitled this series God's Army Advancing. And tukaanza na title ambao tulikuwa tunaiita God is leading a breakout. Ya kwamba Mungu anaongoza. Now, what is breakout in Kiswahili? That God is bringing, is leading a breakout of his people. Leading a breakout of his people from where? From the slavery of the enemy. And tulipomalizana na hayo, tukaangalia obstacles ama vikwazo ambao zinaweza zuiria the breakout ambao Mungu anayeiongoza. And the very last Sunday, our brother Mark was our speaker, and we were really blessed as he talked about some obstacles. And from there tulikuwa tuwe na a break kutoka kwa that series, kwa sababu ilikuwa Easter. We were to have a two week break from the series ambao tulikuwa nao, alafu tungeendelea. I'm just giving a history so that tuwe pamoja. Wale ambao ni wageni, kanisa letu hatuchukui neno moja ambao tunahubiria hiyo neno ama karaini pamoja, bali sisi tunachukua a particular theme. Tunachukua mwelekezo mmoja kwa mwaka mzima. So tunapochukua hiyo mwelekeo, ni kusema ya kwamba ile jambo ambao unafundishwa leo ndio utafundishwa, we will be building from there. Every Sunday a whole year, we will be building from there, so that at the end of the year tutakuwa ni watu ambao tunaweza simama tuseme mwaka huu tumejifunza kuhusu jambo hili ama lile lingine. So this year our theme has been God's army advancing. The kwamba, it's an army that is called by God, an army that God is raising himself, and an army that is not stagnant, an army that is moving from one victory, one level of glory to another. And we are that army. Wale ambao tulikuwa hapa last year, tulifungiwa tu just around the same time. Na when the churches were being closed last year, I had just been preparing a sermon or a series of Easter, an Easter series. And now this year again, when I was just preparing the same series, an Easter series, again it happens, tukafungiwa. Sasa sijui kama nita hubiri next year, lakini I know that God is together with us. And why I'm giving you this story is because there were three Sundays I would have loved to talk to us about Easter and the victory that it brought to us. And because that one is over, sitawapeleka nyuma tuanze kuangalia mambo ya Easter. But I felt convinced that the last message of that series, I would still take it and be of an encouragement to this church, to this congregation, to every one of us who is seated here this morning. And therefore, this is the sermon that I would want to bring to us. It's the sermon I would have preached that as the conclusion of that 3-week series that was about Easter. So, the message of today, kwa wale ambao wanaandika, kwa wale ambao wanachukua note, the message of today, ama kichwa cha ujumbe wa leo, ni kwamba, and I'm going to say it in English, na nitajaribu kutafsiri kwa Kiswahili, ni it is entitled, Peace I Leave Unto You. Amani na muachieni. This is a message that I felt around this time. Wakati kama huu, ambapo there are so many uncertainties. Ukiangalia kuna mambo mengi sana, ambao yanaweza kukufanya wewe, ama inifanye mimi, niogope. Mungu ametuitia wakati, ametuita akijua ya kwamba, yale ambao tunakumbana nayo siku ya leo, yako katika maisha yetu. Na ni sisi ambao tutayapitia na tutatoka kwa shida hizo tukiwa washindi, kwa sababu yeye yuko pamoja nasi. Bwana asifiwe. So I'm persuaded ya kwamba Mungu anataka ama Bwana anataka tuyasikize mambo haya kuhusu amani iliyotokana naye. Tutaongozwa katika sermon yetu ya siku ya leo na maandiko yaliyo katika kitabu cha Yohana mlango wa 13 kutoka mstari wa kwanza. Nitasoma several verses ama nitasoma different lines because I believe God is ministering to us. Kabla niendele, nimeona kunao wageni wangu nilikuwa natarajia na wamekuja, na I just want to recognize them. Ningetaka tu tuwatambue mahali pote wali, mahali walipo. So ningeuliza wageni wetu ambao hawajai kanyanga hapa na hawaku wako tukirecognize wageni, tafadhali inua tu mkono pahali mko. Na thank you. I am so encouraged when I see you. Our ushers ama shemanzi wetu atawapatia card ambao mtajaza, tutakuwa na details zenu. Hiyo card ni ya kutusaidia tuwe na details zenu, nanyi muwe na details zetu, mujue sisi kama kanisa ni ya kina nani, na mumekaribishwa Grace Hill Mission Church. And we say it and we mean it, and I want the congregation to help me that this is welcome to Grace Hill Mission Church. This is Grace Hill Mission Church, where
God has beautiful stories.
Amen. This is Grace Hill. This is where God writes beautiful stories. Kwa wageni wetu, we mean it. We have seen it. God writing beautiful stories, transforming men and women, transforming families. So, for my brother Sam and his wife, we want to welcome you into this family in a great way. We recognize you as our visitors and part of this family. Tuwashangirie kwa makofi. All right, thank you. Karibuni sana. And I go now to the text of our sermon. John 13, chapter 13, verse 1. Nitasoma chapter 13, verse 1. Nitasoma 13, 31. And then I will continue. Today, leo tutasoma a number of verses. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour has come and that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. That is verse 1. Verse 31 of 13 says, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified with him. I want to read, just give me a minute. Sorry, I had closed my Bible by mistake. I want to read a few verses from the same chapter. Sorry, it's taking some time. So I want to read now from verse 31, and I will go all the way down. So for those of us who are Bible scholars, at least tumesoma maandiko, we know that this is the time when Jesus was just about to be crucified. The disciples have been with him for a period of 3 years. And it comes to a time, repeatedly, ameka akiwaambia, ya kwamba, wakati wangu utakufika. Wakati wangu uko karibu sana. Ambapo, nitawaacha. Wakati wangu sasa umekaribia sana. And thank you. He has continually been telling them about a time that is coming that he will leave them. So they have all the reasons to fear, because huyu amekuwa dio their hope. He has been their hope. He has been their anchor in life. Lakini it has come to a time that he tells them, now a time has come that I have to leave you. So this sermon or this discourse is a long one. So nitakuwa nikipik kidogo kidogo from that chapter and the following chapter. So I read, therefore, when he was gone out, I have started in verse 31. Jesus said, now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. Please keep that in mind. I know it looks completely out of place, but we are going to get back there. Jesus is telling, the Bible is saying, after he has gone out, who? We are talking about Judas Iscariot, who betrays Jesus. So we start with Judas. Now, after he has gone out, Jesus starts talking. And now, what does he say? If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straight away glorify him. Verse 33. Little children, yet a little while I'll be with you. You shall see me no more. Let me change that version. I wanted to read to a different version. Okay. NIV. My children, I will be with you a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give to you, love one another. As I loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples. Okay. Nimepotea. Kuna mhubiri anakuja kwa podium. Anaitwa Fadhili Kengori. Now, these are the stories that God is writing. That Fadhili anajitoa huko nyuma, anakuja mpaka hapa. God is doing great things. God is writing. Children, come to me. And Fadhili is really taking that. So Jesus is now addressing his children. And I said we keep verse 31 somewhere at the back of our mind. That by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Then Simon Peter asked, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus replied, where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later. And Peter asked, Lord, why can't I follow now? I will lay down my life for you. Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, I tell you, before the rooster crow, you will disown me. So, now we go to chapter 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you so that where I am, you may also be. You know the way to the place I am going. And Thomas asked, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus replies, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except from me. If you didn't know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Hallelujah. Jesus answered, do you not know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you so long a time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak to any on my own authority. Rather,
It is my Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe the evidence of the works themselves. Truly, very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I am doing, and they will do even greater things than this, because I am with them. I want to leave it there, and I ask every one of us to continue reading that portion of scripture to the end of chapter 16. It has so much treasure. But before I leave, my text of, I want to jump all the way to verse 25 of chapter 14. All these I have spoken when I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you everything I have said to you. Verse 27, peace I leave to you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. I know I have read a big portion of scripture, but where I have concluded is where I want to focus on. Jesus brings his disciples all the way to a time when they are very, very troubled because of what is happening around them. Their hope is just being withdrawn. He is telling them, I will not be here with you too long. And before I go, the words that I want to tell you, I tell you about you people loving one another. But what I leave with you is the peace. He says, peace I give unto you. Now, I want us to come back to our society and remember when maybe it's a parent. Some of us, okay, most of us have our parents, and it's a great thing. It's a great thing. It's a great feeling to have your parent with you. But there comes a time when the parent has to go and has to leave you and go to the other life. At that point, most of the parents will call their children and they will tell them, by the way, this is what I have. And this is what I leave to you, to you, to you, and to you. All your siblings are given different things as an inheritance. And I want us to look at Jesus. He has lived with his children for this period of time. But when he is about to depart, he calls them. He is writing a will. He is giving them what he has. And now, having said that, now I want us to listen to him. He is saying, peace I give to you. And he qualifies it. It is not just any peace. He qualifies it by saying, my peace I give unto you. The peace that I give is mine. Praise the Lord. The situations out here, the circumstances out here may look intimidating. They may look like you need to fear. But I have a particular peace that I want to leave to you. As an inheritance, my inheritance that I want to leave to you as a church is my peace. Jesus gives the only thing that he had, the peace of God, the peace that he had in him, the peace of God is what he leaves behind. And I remember, and I want to remind us, that your parent do not give, they do not, or a parent who is departing does not give what he does not have. Hawezi kukuachia kitu ya mtu mwingine. He can only give you what he has. And he can give you what you should keep for the whole of your life. Praise the Lord.
through the challenges of this life, the Father's inheritance for you. My Father, what my Father gave me is mine, and I should never sell it to anyone. I should never trade it to anything. It doesn't matter how good whatever looks. What is more important is that I will keep what my Father gave me, because it is my Father's reminder in my life. It's a legacy that I want to keep for the rest of my life. And Jesus is telling his disciples, peace I leave unto you. Brethren, the situation that we are in, as you look around, there are many things that can deny you peace. There are many things that can make you trade off what Jesus gave unto you. But Jesus has left an inheritance. Let us treat this peace as our own inheritance, and we will never lose it. We will never trade it for anything. So he qualifies it in three ways. Number one, he gives them peace. He tells them, "Keep peace I give unto you." So this is what I have. This is what I would want you to remember me for the rest of your life. Peace. Irrespective. Praise the Lord. Amen. Peace, irrespective of whatever is going on, I give unto you. And then secondly, he qualifies it by saying, it is my peace. Now, my own peace. That means the peace that he enjoyed, what he enjoyed is what he is giving to you. He is not giving to you a peace about he has not tasted. He is not giving you peace that he has had from somewhere else. He says, peace, my peace I give unto you. Some of us tuliwachiwa mashamba na baba yetu. Wengine wetu tutaachiwa ama tuliachiwa property. Others are being given bank accounts, you know, a lot of shares. But the peace that the inheritance that Jesus has for his children is peace that is his, and he wants to share with us. And I want to say something. Now, going back where we began. Verse 13 said, when he had gone out. And we said that he at that point is a man by name Judas Iscariot. And what attracted me, what really caught my attention, as I was reading what Jesus is doing, he waits until a time the room is full, is only occupied by his children. Praise the Lord. Why? Because an inheritance is not given to neighbors. An inheritance is not given to visitors. Remember, Jesus saying that he who is not, he may have been with us, but he was not ours. He did not belong here. So, Jesus waits until the people or the person who is not part of the family departs. Because an inheritance is given to the children. That excites me. Hata ukitembea kwetu, na ukae huko baba mwema, mpaka dakika ya mwisho, when my dad is passing on, or when your dad is passing on, I am there, I am your pastor, and I don't belong to your family. You think your father will give me something? Are there chances ya kwamba kuna kapati ya shamba ataniwachia? Chances are, nitatoka tu na kuwaombea, nitatoka tu na kuwa encourage, I will just live by with what I have given out. But I may not have a treasure that I will say, hii nilipewa na baba ya so and so. Hii nilipewa, hii kashamba nilipewa na baba ya PK, kwa sababu nilikuwa huko. No. And Jesus is saying that this peace belongs to the family members. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This peace is for the children. And that is why in verse 31, he now addresses them as children.
He is giving his allotment. He is giving his inheritance to those who qualify to be his children. Let us be reminded. A verse that I love so much. John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. The Bible says that those who believed in him, those who accepted him, he gave them power to become children of God. And therefore, just as I am a father to this young man and another one, just as I owe them the inheritance I got from my father, Jesus had owed us as his children, hallelujah, the peace that he got from his father. The peace of God. So he gave them power to become children of God. The Bible says, children born of the Father and not of the earthly descent, but born of the Father. God or Jesus owes us the peace of God that he had received from his Father. And because he gave us power to become children of God, we will partake of this inheritance, the inheritance of peace. So he tells them, peace I give unto you, not like my peace I give to you, not like the peace that is given by the world. There are three impressions that I want to talk about shortly in that scripture. Number one, peace I leave to you. I'm going away. This is what I want you to carry along in this life. Peace. Carry it along. I want to leave it to you. Let it keep you. Let it sustain you, irrespective of what is going on. So in chapter 16, verse 33, he tells them, these things I have spoken to you, that you might have peace in the world. These things I have spoken to you before they happen. In the world, you will have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus says there will be trouble. For sure, when corona comes, haitakuwa ati ni watu wengine wamefungiwa and the Christians are let out to go. We will go through the same trouble with everything. But my brothers, my sisters, we have an anchor, and the anchor is here. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. We can be sustained because of this peace. Irrespective of the trouble that comes, Jesus says, I have told you this before. Troubles will come. My dear brother, my dear sister, things will come that will trouble you. But you can rest on this one thing. Jesus has overcome for you. So he says, number two, we have said number one, peace I give to you. Number two, my peace I leave with you. His own peace. The Father can only give you what he possesses. What is rightfully his is what he has given, he can give. So, Jesus, he says that because I have nothing else. By the way, I love Jesus and the way he did his things. He did not accumulate other treasure. Because, can you imagine, if he gave them money, would it be enough to come to me? It wouldn't be enough to reach to the generations that are here today, saying that we are Christians. If he accumulated other treasures, they would not have reached me. But he gave to us something that can transcend all generations. Something that will be in the generations, in generations after generations after generation. So he says, my peace I give unto you. And trying to clarify that, he says, in Matthew 8, verse 20, he says, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He wants to tell you, if it is earthly possessions, If it is the earthly treasures, I have none. But as much as I give, just like Peter and John, when they went to the temple and they met this beggar out, he is begging and he sees them and he thinks these guys will give me something. And they tell him, silver and gold have I none. And Jesus is telling you, I have nothing of this earthly value to give you. I have no home. I have foxes, have holes. Birds of the air have no nest, but I have nowhere even to lay my head. But as much as I have, I give you peace. That is a great thing for me to rejoice. And I think the first thing when Isaiah is prophesying about Jesus, let's see what Isaiah says. Chapter 9 of Isaiah. He introduces Jesus as the Prince of Peace. I'm not going to read because I think this we all know. He introduces Jesus as the Prince of Peace. So when Jesus comes, he comes as a prince, but his kingdom is a kingdom of peace. And this is why that is still the only thing that he would give many, many years after, generations and generations after. He is still the Prince of Peace. He reigns peace in the lives of men and the lives of women. Praise be to the name of the Lord. And again we see, Isaiah says that when he comes, he will be the Prince of Peace. The government shall rest upon his shoulders. He will be the Prince of Peace. Isaiah is saying that generations before. Then we see in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 all the way to 14, Jesus has just been born. I want you to connect what was said about him, what was said before he is born, what he said when he is born, and what he says at the end of his life. So Isaiah says he will be the Prince of Peace. And here he is born, and the angels are singing. And what is the song of these angels? He says, glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Praise be to the name of the Lord. So the Prince of Peace has arrived. And what he comes with? Number one, peace and good tidings to earth. We now see, before he comes, peace he will bring. When he comes, peace and good tidings to earth. And I want to share. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. I just want to clarify what is this peace that he is talking about. It says, and the peace of God. Paul is talking about many things to Philippians, but he is talking about, he leaves them with this. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. When Jesus talks about peace, he talks about the peace of God that is able to keep your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Trouble will come. And Jesus says, in this world, you will have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome. And Paul is here. He is saying, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Brethren, it is possible to have peace of God through situations and circumstances that look otherwise. It surpasses all understanding. Whoever tries to study it will be defeated. And this is why Jesus says, the peace that I give is not like the world does. Then I asked myself, what kind of peace does the world give? The world and the people in it think that if I accumulate so much money, if I accumulate so much wealth, I will be peaceful. And for sure, kuna watu wengi sana ambao wamedanganyika ya kwamba if I go out and accumulate so much, I become so corrupt,
I'll kill people on the way. I will deny the orphans. I will nitanyaganya mashamba, everybody that I will grab everything. I will have peace. But Jesus says, not like the peace that the world gives. So the peace that we have for an inheritance, the peace that Jesus left to us, is not like the world does. Usitiangalie, useme mimi, sina hii, sina ile ingine, sina hii. I'm telling you, the peace of God is not about what you have. This is why Jesus says that it is not like the peace that the world gives. The world peace comes with money, they think, comes with property, comes with power. But I want to challenge you. If this morning you are seated in this congregation and you think because you are chasing after a certain property, once you get it, you will get peace of mind. You will think that if I changed my car and drove another different car, a bigger car, a Porsche car, you will think that you will have peace. I want to tell you, that is a lie. You will never reach the peace of God that Jesus left for his children. What does this peace do? What areas of our lives are affected by the peace that Jesus leaves behind? Number one, the peace that we have gives us peace between man and God. It is peace with God, number one. The peace that Jesus leaves is not just peace within. It is a vertical, it is one that affects our vertical relationship with God. Look at Romans chapter 1 and verse 8. It gives us such a beautiful assurance that tells us, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, God has already broken all the barriers, all condemnation. And it could be you still feel condemned. The Bible says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because the law has been broken. And now we access God through the peace of God that we have in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 33. It asks a question. Who can dare accuse the chosen of his own? This is NLT. Who can dare accuse us who God has chosen for his own? My brother, my sister, you have peace with God because God has chosen you. And you cannot be accused by anyone as long as you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who can dare accuse us when God has chosen us for his own? No one, for God himself has given us a right standing with himself. This is peace with God, that you can stand accepted before God. You can stand accepted even before the throne, the highest of all judges. You stand clear out of his judgment. So you are free from the condemnation. You are free from sin because Jesus has left you his own peace. Peace with God is what he gives to us. Number two, he gives peace with ourselves. You remember when Jesus met this Samaritan woman, she has gone round and round looking for peace from one husband to another, to another. And even now, Jesus is telling her that even the one that you have is not yours. And then, therefore, he cannot give you peace. If you think that by getting married, you will have that peace. If you think by getting engaged, you will have this peace. Oh, I'm telling you and I am assuring you, you will get married and you will not have anything that can equal the peace of God. God is giving you, number one, peace with yourself. So he tells the Samaritan woman, He who drinks of this water shall not thirst again. I mean, that is satisfaction. That is fulfillment. The peace that Jesus gives, the water that he gives, satisfies once and for all. So this Samaritan woman has tried many things. And you could be here. You have tried many things, thinking, I am pursuing peace and I will get it. Once I get this, once I get the other, once I get I don't know what. I want to assure you that it is only when you drink from him, that peace that he has left behind, that is the only way to be assured that you will not thirst again. One singer, a song that we all know most probably, sang a song that is called When Peace Like a River. There is one stanza. He says something that caught my attention, and I want to encourage you to look into that hymn. He sings and says, my sin, oh, the breeze of the glorious thought. Yani, when you think about it, is blissful, it is great. What the peace that you can get. He says, my sin, not the part, but as whole, are nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. He says he has peace with himself. Because his sin is nailed on the cross, Jesus does not only give us peace with other people, he starts with peace with ourselves. And it's a blissful thought. He says, praise the Lord, oh my soul. Peace with myself. Jesus gives peace with God. He gives peace with ourselves. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. It says, he's addressing God. And Isaiah tells God, you keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed in you because they trust in you. Hallelujah. And Jesus is saying, do not let your heart be troubled. Listen, you believe in God. Isaiah says, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed in you, because he trusts in you. There is perfect peace. The situations out there, the circumstances out there may look intimidating and fearful, but there is perfect peace for those whose minds are stayed in God. And they trust in God. Number three, and finally, when peace of God comes, it also gives peace with other people. We say peace with God, number one, peace with yourself, and peace with other people. Hebrews 12 and 14, it says, be at peace with all men as long as it depends on you. As long as it depends on you, my brother, do not let your heart be restless. Be at peace with your neighbors. You know, it defeats all the purpose of being called a Christian. If you're the one quarreling everybody in the streets, you're the one quarreling, you know, at the smallest bit, the smallest opportunity to quarrel. You know, that reminds me of a time that... me, I enjoy my life. But there are times peace is troubled. But it amazes when you see somebody who is so volatile, ukimkanyanga tu kidogo, kimakosa, they erupt. They are looking for every opportunity to talk very bad. They are looking every opportunity to hate other people. And I hope that none of us will miss the opportunity to be at peace with yourself and with others. It reminds me one time, I was walking around Ronald Gara. And I made a mistake. Vile tu munaenda town. Si unajua kuna mtu munataka kutumia the same path. Unamuondokea, anakuja, anakuondokea, unaenda. And finally, tukagongana. Huyo jamaa alikuwa na mtoto ameshika mkono, maybe like Bob. Alitani hivi akaniita, wewe kuku. You know, it looked very funny. And in my, most of you now know me, that I will make fun out of anything and everything. Sina manyoya. And he did not know what to do. Because also the son, actually, kijana diwa himchekerea sana. Because, and I have enjoyed those kind of moments. Yani, kuna watu, they are so volatile. I hope none of us will miss the opportunity to enjoy the peace that Jesus has given to us. Peace with yourself first, peace with God, and peace with other people. And to finish this, you know, life is so interesting. Another guy, we were in a matatu, something happened many years ago. And finally he told me in Kikuyu, which is not very interesting, you look like your mother. You know, in Kikuyu it is so bad. And I turned to him and I am so excited. Haya, kwani unamjua? Imagine watu wote wananiambiaga hivyo. So watu wote kwa matatu wakamchekelea. And you see, don't be the, make fun out of life. Be at peace with yourself. Because what is so wrong about you looking like your mother sincerely? Sini mzuri kukaa kama mama yako. But now in Kikuyu you can tell how it comes out so badly. But I want to tell you, do not miss the opportunity of enjoying the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Peace with yourself, peace with other people. It depends on you, not what other people think about you. Finally, 3 points that I want to leave with you. Number one, as a believer, you have an inheritance. That inheritance is yours to possess. It is written in your Father's will. Peace I leave with you. It's available for all saints. Number two, the peace that he gives is his own peace. He owns it, he has enjoyed, and he keeps enjoying. By the way, your parents give you something that you cannot enjoy and they enjoy. But Jesus gives you something that he enjoys and you continue enjoying and the generations will keep enjoying. So you are peace. And then finally, it says that the peace that he gives is different. I know. COVID-19 has created a lot of peacelessness in our society. A lot of anxiety for us, even who are born again. Maybe you look at your business and it is coming down. It denies you peace. You look at your job and you are wondering what will happen at the end of the year. You look at what, you know, the schools are opening. You have no school fees. You have no what it takes to take your children back to school. In this time, you can enjoy peace. Your peace is not on your business. Your peace is not on your job. Your peace is not on any of your possessions. Your peace is from Jesus Christ. And therefore, Jesus reminds us that he has overcome the world. We can keep his peace, brethren, as children of God, because he has overcome for us. Sing a song as I conclude. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand, no matter what comes my way. With Jesus, I can make it. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Amen. As you think about your life, let the world out there, let your workmate be wondering, who you mutu, where does he get his peace? My peace is not what is happening. My peace is not circumstantial. Your peace is not with what you have or what you don't have. It is not about
who they think you are. It is not about how your family is going. It is not about how your job is going. You can have peace of mind because it's an inheritance. How I love that. Let the world look at you. And when they wonder, where does this lady get such peace? Where does this man get such peace? You remind them and tell them, mine is an inheritance. Praise be to the name of the Lord. They will come wondering, how come you can go through the storms and still be at peace? You will tell them, mine is an inheritance. Hallelujah. Yangu, hallelujah. Yangu, ni urithi, haturibashanda. Yes, mine ni ya kurithiwa. I was given, I will keep it. It, despite of what is happening around me, I can have peace of mind. Brethren, I don't know what is troubling you. I don't know what circumstance you are in and you think you are giving up and you are almost losing your peace. Remember, yours is in the will of your Father. I'm assigning his will that peace I give unto you. David says, na ninataka worship team wajitayarishe as we sing Psalms 23. Bwana ni mchungaji wangu, sitapungukiwa kitu. Can you look at this? David has so much, but what he takes pride in, he takes pride in one thing, that I will nita sitapungukiwa kitu. The reason being, the Lord is together with me. Bwana ni mchungaji wangu. Kila mmoja wetu, I want us to focus. And look at the peace that Jesus lives with you. And ask, do you enjoy that peace from God? Have you enjoyed that peace from God? If you are still to enjoy that peace, this is your opportunity. And you will sing like David, sitapungukiwa kitu. Hata nipitapo kwenye bonde la uvuli wa mauti, sitaogopa, because the Lord is together with me and he is the Prince of Peace. He gives me peace. Shall we stand up? Bwana ni mchungaji wangu.
Bwana ni mchungaji wangu. Sitapungukiwa kitu. Unilaza kwenye majani mabichi, uniongoza kwa maji matulivu, uniuisha nafsi yangu. Unongoza kwa njia za haki, nipitapo bondeni la mauti, sitaogopa, yeye yu nami. Hakika, hakika, wema za fadhili
mana zofadili
Itanifuata
Itanifuata mimi
Uye
Itaka nyumbani mwa Bwana Siku zote za maisha
Kila moja wetu twende mbele za Bwana
Itaka
The peace that He gives, the peace that is an inheritance, that you may possess your peace, that you may partake of His peace. Yes, that you may possess of His peace. I pray that every one of us will take time to go before Him and possess this peace. Speak the peace, that you may speak the peace of God in your life. Circumstances, you can speak that peace. Whatever circumstances that you are going through, you can speak the peace of God in your life. Maybe you are facing a health situation. You are facing a situation at work. You can speak that peace, and that peace can be yours. Oh yes, you can speak that peace in your life. You can speak that peace in your life in the name of Jesus. And in whatever circumstance that you are going through, He has said that He will give in perfect peace those whose mind are stayed in Him. And if your mind is stayed in Him, you can possess the peace of God. That surpasses all understanding. You can possess the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. He keeps in perfect peace. That is His promise. Opportunity to sit at your table, that you may speak the word you have spoken to us, that you give an inheritance of peace for every single soul that is represented here. In the name of Jesus, I pray that as we leave this place, our Father, we may leave at your altar the situations that have troubled us, the situations at work that are giving us trouble, the situations in our families that are giving us trouble. And even as your word has said that you keep in perfect peace, this is the peace that we claim, the peace of Jesus. And we claim it now, irrespective of the circumstances that we are passing through. We claim peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding is our inheritance this afternoon, in the name of Jesus. I pray that every man and every woman will go out this week and we will enjoy peace that surpasses human understanding, in the name of Jesus. And now, as a servant of God, I speak peace upon every mind that is in this place, upon every family that is in this place, upon every job and upon every business, every possession that we have. We speak peace and the harmony that comes from you. Peace that surpasses all understanding is ours. In the name of Jesus, do we pray and give thanks.
Amen.
Father, we give you honor and we give you all the praise. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. And now, as we go home,
Our prayer is that you're going to watch upon us. You're going to walk with us as we go out and as we come in. Our food and our water will be blessed. Our communications will be full of joy and happiness. And the peace that comes from you shall keep our heart and in our mind in Christ Jesus. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you. We will go out enjoying a week that is full of blessing and a week that is full of your peace in all that we do and in all that we shall ever be. May you be honored. May you be glorified at all times through our lives. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.